The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune into Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, economic movers. Good morning, economic movers, business people, adults, young people, our senior citizens. We are greeting you in all corners of Namibia from your number one favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. And it's now the right time that we discuss economics affairs, trade, politics, and governance issues with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombeye. And we are very happy to be here. And as it has always been the case, this is a platform. This is your platform to learn, to engage. And it's a Friday. It's a Friday of the 16th of January, 2026. Time is moving. Years are going. And, you know, you also need to make sure that you understand the fact that, you know, you are the only important thing that matters to you. And the other thing is also that when it comes to life, you are the best version of yourself, and you are only unique in this world that we are living in. That is why in life, wherever you are finding yourself, whether you are young or old, life is it's a journey that does not have starting over. If you go through a lot of challenges, the best thing to do is maybe to reset and reboost. There are those who find themselves to say, no man, I'm 70 years old. I think I should go back and restart. Let's go back and restart over. It's not an essay that you can erase, but you need to, the moment you realize that you need to change your life, you start where you are. With all the challenges, with all the things that you went through, look ahead and see. The best thing is not starting over from the scratch, but to learn from those lessons, because they are saying everything that have happened to you, they happen for a reason. And wherever you are finding yourself, you are exactly at the right place at the right time. You just need to move from there, moving ahead. Yeah, there is a lot of things happening in Namibia. In terms of politics, in terms of governance, in terms of policy, in terms of social affairs. And we are continue to indicate, to say, especially when we are at the beginning of the year, and to parents, to guardians, and also those who are dealing with examinations, results, let us not be hard on our children. Let us not compare our children with others. You know, so let us not pressure too our children. If you realize that the child did not perform to the best of his or her ability, the best thing to do is also to understand the situation, because it's not only pressure from you, it's also pressure from the society. But if the pressure that we are applying, we use it the right way, to say we were doing that for the right reason. Because if I have made a mistake, if I committed a crime, if I have done something, instead of blaming me, advise me on how to navigate life, and also so that we can protect our children. And also realize that sometimes that short-term anger, that short-term argument that you put, also end up destroying your life, and also the life of our children. Especially when our children are dealing with pressure of results. You understand that when you speak about those who made it to AS level, although we are seeing people perform very well, the national level, people are speaking about 50% or 52%. Realize that to say we have a huge amount of people who did not make it, and let us not compare our children with others. And because life is not a competition with other people, it's a competition with the self, to say at what pace were you running yesterday, what pace are you running today. And if we still in that version of competing with other people, we are getting it wrong. But let us work from that. And yeah, looking at what is happening, especially in the continent of Africa. What is happening in the continent of Africa? People are waiting for results, and complaints have already started in Uganda. Complaint has already started in Uganda, especially when it comes to elections during internet shutdown. No, we are yet to see from today moving on, especially what is happening in Uganda, especially when we get full access to the whole information, because those who are reporting, you must be able to understand that internet in Uganda, so if there is a shutdown, there is a shutdown, especially during the time of elections. Let's see how the results are going to come out. Is General Museveni going to make it? Is Bobi Wine going to be the youngest president Uganda have ever seen? Apart from, the youngest democratically elected president Uganda have ever seen, apart from that time. Because remember, Museveni was also the youngest president in Uganda. That is 1986 there. But the way he came to power, it was a bit critical. Because it was that time of who has a big gun, so he's the one who's going to rule. But those are some of the news that are happening, especially looking at the time that Africa does not only need people with fresh ideas, but Africa needs, practical solutions. Africa does not only need people who are new, people with fresh ideas, but we need innovation. We need people who understand economics, people who understand business, and also people who can win at the international platform, particularly decisions which affect everybody. People who do not just beg, but people who lead with vision, and also lead with innovative idea, and also ability to pick a right team, because they are saying a leader does not need to be the most intelligent person in the room, but the leader must be able to understand that he or she is able to pick a right team. That's why one of the writers of leadership and also corporate and also political strategies is Niccolò Machiavelli, who said, if you want to understand the intelligence of a leader, you do not need to sit with him and listen from him or listen from her. You just need to look at the team which is surrounding him or her, because the intelligence of a leader is shown by the people that she is able to pick, the people that, he is able also to pick his advisors, his immediate advisors, and also his immediate ministers, and also people that he appoint to power, especially to deal with critical issues. Because if you look at them and they are very competent, then that it tell you, is telling you the character and the caliber of a leader that you are dealing with. And it's an easy way to look at it, because I'm always impressed by the case study of ESCOM. I'm always impressed by the case study of ESCOM, because ESCOM has been one of the most, criticized institution in South Africa, especially when it comes to power. But when you look at South Africa now, South Africa has a lot of problems. But when it comes to load shedding become history now in South Africa, because of one thing that they did well is to make sure that they appoint right competent people to those institutions, and also those people who were appointed to right position within ESCOM. They also made sure that they also deliver on the deliverables, because if you look at the board of ESCOM, you look at the management of ESCOM, you look at the ESCOM project, then you look at ESCOM performance in terms of numbers, you realize that even if South Africa is going through a lot of changes in terms of the way they do business with the world, in terms of power utility, ESCOM made profit and for the first time after many years, and they are continue to grow. And for those of you who were following internet, we are seeing this thing of internet shutdown. known as load shedding. And it was also start to become comedy or start to become part of South African way of life. But now, those are things of the past. That's why we are saying in Africa, we need leaders who appoint the right people to the right position to deliver on the deliverable. And that is exactly what is needed currently in Africa. Yeah, looking at the Horn of Africa, it is stated that Ethiopian police find around 50,000 ammunition rounds sent to rebels by Eritrea. And it's quite concerning. It's quite concerning because when you look at Eritrea, Ethiopia, when you look at the history of these countries, it's been not easy, especially looking at the history of this country and also looking at how Ethiopia is positioned and also when it comes to instability within that region. And when the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy Ahmed, came to power, there was conflict in the Horn of Africa. However, he tried to neutralize that. But it seems like Ethiopia and Eritrea, the conflict is not coming to an end. That's why when you see police, intercepting 50,000 rounds of ammunition, you realize to say these two countries are still did not bury the hatchet. But you must be able to realize that, Eritrea was not a country until early 90s. When it gained its independence from Ethiopia. But yes, to see that the conflict between these two countries is not coming to an end. But when you look at in terms of trade, you also realize that these two countries are also have also been fighting for access to the Mediterranean Sea, especially the trade route, the shortest trade route to Africa. That is why you also realize that when you look at, for example, what was happening, especially when either is China-Africa cooperation, either is Japan-Africa cooperation through TICAD, what is known as Tokyo International cooperation with Africa. You realize to see one of the proposed things is the best trade route to Africa. The best trade routes to Africa. That is why you see that when it comes to development in terms of conflict, most of the things are trade routes. And it's not the first time. If you look at what have happened between the U.S. and Panama during the Cold War, it was not really communism. But not really anti-ideologies. It's trade routes of Panama there. What's happened? What have saved Iran from total destruction? Also, it's the control of the trade route, because at the end of the day, it's about the economy. Because if you look at what was happening, particularly last year between Israel and Iran, when there was intensive, more advanced fight that have never been seen in this world, particularly when people are fighting using drones, you realize to say that one of the things that Iran have done is using of its leverage, especially in controlling of Hormuz trade route, especially the one which is controlling the transportation or the logistic of global oil trade, especially you look at the countries such as Saudi Arabia, countries such as Oman, realize that at any point in time within that Hormuz trade route that is controlled by Iran, you find 100 global shipmen, boats and ships that are trading or that are transporting oil. But Iran said, if you guys are fighting me, I'm going to cross down that. I'm going to fire any ship which is traveling through that route. And the global economic system will collapse. That's why trade routes, they contribute to this conflict, and who control the trade routes control the direction. But it stated that in October, Ethiopia accused its neighbor of attempting to destabilize the country by financing armed groups, particularly in Amhara region. And looking at that, it stated that it's now 56,000 rounds of ammunition in Amhara intended to arm the Fano militia group, which took arms against the federal government in 2023, were captured, and it was stated that the ammunition were transported in a lorry, and which was sent by Eritrea through northern region of Tigray. And you know, stuff out there, and it's for African leaders, to make sure that you know, they find a way, to speak with each other. They find a way for to find a better diplomatic means on how to solve these disputes. Because remember, there is no more funding for peace building and also peacekeeping missions, particularly from UN, and the main funder, that is United States of America, has withdrawn. Because if you start fighting yourself, it's like nowadays people say, don't fight in public, because people, they are not going to stop you anymore. They are just going to take videos of you. It's almost the same at an international platform to say, don't start a fight that you are not going to finish, because there is no peacekeeping funding anymore, because United States has withdrawn, and looking at UN has already been struggling with funding. African Union is the one also, which over 60% of its budget depends from outside. You realize that if you start your fight, it will become chaotic. You will start killing each other to the point only that who has, you know, won in terms of through the barrel of the gun, who is going to lead. But in that aspect, there will be total destruction, because there is a saying to say there is no just war in this world. There is no just war, because even the winner, I think even the winner is a loser. The moment you put effort in fighting, you do not know what will happen, because sometimes you may underestimate your opponent, then you end up embarrassed. But don't start a fight that you're not going to finish. So let's go to a short commercial break. From there, we are going to look at the U.S. Company in Democratic in DRC. Which you know, the government of DRC over bribe scheme. But we are going to look into that after a short commercial break. For now, let us look at that, and from there we are going to speak about the conversation that we are going to have today, especially when we are going to speak about learners' exposure, the contribution of learners' exposure to academic excellence. The contribution of learners' exposure to academic excellence. What is the necessity of taking your kids out of the classroom and also move them around and also visit places that can relate to what they are learning at school? What is the contribution of that? And also, what is the relationship too in terms of academic excellence and also developing of human relations skills of children? Because you'll be able to see that somebody who studied, and it's not a matter of discriminating, but somebody who studied deep down the village, although there are some advantages there, but this person does not have exposure. When you take this person to big city, it's going to take time for this person to build the relation. It's going to take time for this person to understand how to work with people of different background, and it's also take time for this person also to come out of his or her shell. That is why you find out that exposure is necessary, especially from the younger age. And in 2026, we are going to encourage that, and we're also going to see that there's quite a very big difference, particularly to the children who were active during their primary school years, especially when you are living at an area or at a region that does not have exposure either to city life, either exposure to industry, exposure to different industries that can relate to what you are learning. And it's quite a very huge difference between those children and also those who have access, those who have access to things, either is traveling, either is visiting places that are related to what they are learning through towers, either is, you know, getting access to labs and also getting access to new people, new environment, and how they can be able to relate to that. And do not forget the Villager newspaper for today is out. The Villager newspaper for today is out, and you will be able to have access to those economic and developmental news. There are quite a lot of interesting stories, and you can also be able to get access to advertisement, and also you can also be able to advertise with the Villager newspaper so that you can get access to large amount of clients within the space that you are operating from. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll come with DR Congo, then from there we'll look at the conversation for today.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
staff. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the I.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. The time is 27 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are listening to your number one favorite talk radio station in Namibia, that is Eagle FM. And we are indicating to you that we are giving you what is happening in the continent of Africa before we look at the main conversation for today. And looking at that aspect, stated that a United States company sued Democratic Republic of Congo government and also its official, and it has filed a lawsuit in the United States of America against the Democratic Republic of Congo, allegedly attempt bribe and also false presentation of information. And this company, by the name Indaho-based Pay Service, has filed this lawsuit and is claiming $20 million in damage. And, you know, from my little understanding of international law, I don't know how these things are happening now. Because how can you sue a government where you are operating in your country, and at what basis? I just do not understand, maybe it's for international lawyers also to come and advise us on what is happening. Because it stated that Indawa based space service says it was invited in the late 2023 to create a joint venture in order to boost DRC public bank and also digitalize the national economy. But after accepting that agreement and invested more than 72 million in technology and services under the contract, it was also indicated that several corrupt officials from DRC, acting without the knowledge of the president, conspired to bribe or conspired to demand bribe from pay service. And that is what's happening. And it also, the fire is also including the Minister of Finance and also the Governor of the Central Bank of Democratic Republic of Congo and some of the cross associate. But in this regard, the fire and the sue is, fire and this complaint is in the United States of America. I don't know how that is going to work, but let us look at ShopRite and, come back after.
At ShopRite, our low price promise is to always help you save when you need it most. Make every dollar count this January and save big on deals like 2 kg Real Good Frozen Chicken Mixed Portions, only 109 Namibian dollars 99, and 1 liter Bonita Long Life Full Cream Milk for just 19 Namibian dollars 99. Don't miss out. Visit your nearest ShopRite and save more this January. Offers valid until 25 January 2026. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust. Always.
The festive season is a time for traveling, a time to reunite and celebrate with loved ones. But most importantly, it's a time to obey the road rules. Check your tires, wear your seatbelt, drive sober, adhere to speed limits, and walk responsibly. Do the right thing and save lives this festive season. Your family awaits.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
So much more in 2026 at WB. Get 1 liter Clover Ultra UHT milk for $19.99. 1 kg Top Score Instant Maize for only $23.99. 500 gram Bacomo Corn Flakes for only $29.99. And 8 Twin Saver 300 sheet 1 ply toilet rolls for only $33.99. See more January specials at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Yeah, we are moving forward. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And that is what's happening. That is what's happening, especially looking at that part of DRC. To say pay service in DRC is demanding $20 million US dollars damage as well as reimbursement of its investment, and they lay the complaint in United States. You're also asking yourself, where is the respect of institutions, because you're operating within the jurisdiction of DRC. If somebody is corrupt, why are you not reporting to the judicial system of the country that you're operating in? And how are those things going to work? And we are yet to see. How things work out. And yeah, looking at the conversation for today, we will be speaking about exposure. We'll be speaking about exposure. That is the impact of the real world experience on academic excellence. And how does exposure of learners through school towers, practice, and also visiting of industrial facility impact learning interest and also performance of students at school? Because I'm bringing about this conversation because it's a conversation which is actually very closer to my heart, because what I have observed is that there's quite difficulties, especially between learners who have studied at remote areas, learners who have studied at the village, especially when they are connecting with town life, when they are connecting with city life, when they are connecting with their academic life. And you are seeing this especially at the beginning of the year. You are going to see this especially when it comes to, you know, the beginning of academic year, especially at the high institution of learning, you realize to see, although somebody who studied at the village can also be highly performing, there are those skills that this person does not have. There is that exposure that make it difficult. And also there are also those who are finding it also very difficult to come out of their shell. And the necessity also of exposure and also investment of schools, especially schools at the village, school at least developed areas, at least developed regions, to invest in the exposure of these learners. Because one of the best things that happened to few students at the village, and we're also lucky in that aspect, is when you get time to attend maybe these debating sessions, when you get time also maybe when you are a debater, you get the time to meet other learners in the the time is called the cluster, in the circuit, in the region. If you are lucky, you can also come to national level and also see how things are being done. And I remember the first time I came to Windhoek. I think it was it 20, can't remember correctly, but it's around 2011 there or 2012. You know, we, at that time we came with it was a science fair related project. And I realized that, you know, coming from a village, coming to represent your region at the national level, you realize to say, when people are praising you at the village, you are the king there at the village, and you're also the king at the region. But when you come to the city, you realize that there is a huge gap between you, your understanding, your interaction, and also the way people are, especially as a learner. That time, even when you are interacting with other learners who are coming from different regions, you realize to say, we may be of the same, you know, age. We may be of the same, you know, we might be in the same class, using the same curriculum, same syllabus. Maybe the teacher studied at the same college at that time, or maybe at the same university. But the way we do things, the way we speak, the way we connect, our independence, the resourcefulness of this student, the richness in terms of the content and the mind, you realize to say, no, we are a bit far. One of the things that keep us far in terms of understanding, in terms of communication, in terms of interaction, and so other human relation skills, you realize to say, some of these things is lack of exposure. Because this, I realize that some of these counterparts of mine, especially at that time when we were learners, I realize that some of these schools in towns, they have a lot of opportunities. Because if you want to see it, just look at, even within where we are, look at deep down the village. It's very difficult to see. I used to read the newspaper, then I see, why am I only seeing few schools being presented? If I look at an SRC, I want to see people talking about leadership, but there's an SRC from somebody from Oshitisha Ihonya in Hangwena region there, who is talking about leadership. When for example, children are getting exposure even to media, even to express their views, I realized to say, no, there's a little bit of a gap. When programs, when UNESCO is coming here, when international institutions are coming, in most cases, projects at the village are the least to be, you know, to be given. But you also realize to say, even the way we dress, the way we speak, the way we interact, because there at the village, a teacher is the main authority. You cannot argue. You cannot express your view. At that time, you cannot really stand up and express your view because you are a learner. But what I realize is that when you come to this science fair, you interact interact with other learners, you realize to say, no, these people have more freedom. These people have also freedom of asking, especially if you do not have enough materials, if you do not understand one thing, you also have opportunity actually to say, if you are in physics and we are just learning the periodic table, we are learning all these chemicals, and at that school there is not even a lab where you have to see these elements. Or most of the schools, especially in towns, you realize to say, when they speak about physics, they don't only speak about physics as a subject, they also do physics. They go to the lab, they come to the industry, they visit, industries, and also they are also exposed, and also children, they are able to make a decision. They are also able to expand their interest deep, and also they can also be able to end to their future plans, particularly in terms of what they want to study, in terms of what they are really interested in. Because somebody was making a very good example to say, in mathematics we are always been given these examples of David has 6 bananas, he ate 25 bananas and multiply by 2 bananas, how many bananas at the end of the day? Or this example of a pizza, a pie, and all these things. Although number and content matters, relation is also very important. Because some of us, we did not know what the pizza was until we come to towns to say, this is how pizza is looking like. It's not a joke, but that we have to speak about relations. Some few people, if you are lucky, you go to a school tour. If you are lucky, maybe you attend a debate, you are part of a debate team, then you can be able to travel and see how the world is like. Maybe if you are part of science fair. But in 2026, let us also, especially educators, when they are planning, when they are doing their investment, let us also not just invest for NDF function, but we have to invest in the future of children, to say children must be exposed. If you are a teacher of agriculture, if you are a teacher of geography, we would not only say we should take children Etotha. We must also visit those conservancies. We must also take them out of the classroom so that they understand very well. Even after they complete with their high school, they understand very well. Because some, you will be shocked, because some of learners can finish school, and you think it's a joke, without traveling with school. A lot of them actually, especially at the village level, you think it's a joke, without traveling, without knowing the industry. You find somebody studying economics there, but never entered a central bank. Somebody studying history, but did not see a museum in his life. He did not see practical evidence of history, and the list can go on. We understand that we see some school towers, people are traveling, but that is not, it's not all, and it's also not everybody. And you must also be able to remember that in most cases, parents also have to contribute. Imagine somebody who does not have, parents who have enough funding, especially, this time of the year, but it is this period that we are, where the economy of the country is not conducive, where social protection is also a challenge, where income inequality is expanding. How should we bridge that gap, and also how should we make sure that there is inequality which is dealt with, there is equality which is being promoted, particularly in terms of access and also exposure of these children. You also be able to understand that part of exposure, part of relating what you learn in theory and also seeing the practice. When you travel and you can be able to relate, you do not know the richness that this brings to the mind of Elena. Maybe it's also now the time, even you also ask yourself a question to say, what are the school board management discuss about, particularly at the village, apart from recruitment, apart from behaviors at school? Who has power there? Because one thing I have realized is that when you come to town, and maybe it's a free advice I should give you, when you come to town, when you come to cities, you realize that those who are part of school boards, these are the parents who understand. You find lawyers there, advocates, you find doctors, you find lecturers, you find engineers who are part of school boards. But if you go to the village, the chairperson of school board is not powerful. He's a principal. He has to listen to the principal. He does not even disagree. But that should not be the case. The chairperson of the school board was supposed to operate the same way the chairperson of the board of directors of a company is operating. You are the boss. You may not be paid, but you are the boss. You have power. That's why when it comes to those discussions, say no. We want investment in our children. We want investment in our children. We want our children to travel. We want not only some children. We want most of the children, particularly those who are at advanced stages in terms of classes, to travel, to be exposed. The things that you are teaching our children in physics, how many of them have seen hydrogen, how many of them have seen helium, and how many of them understand the relationship between these elements in a periodic table? Who interests are you serving? Or you are just teaching for the sake of teaching? Some children may understand, but they are not really interested because they cannot see the practical application of this. That is why there has always been a debate, actually, to say, no, you are teaching us about solving X. What is the practical application of solving X in mathematics? But if you take out the child out of the classroom, then you visit the town, go to industries, and you see and bring him in that industry to say, when I'm teaching you about solving X, this is the industry I'm talking about. This is an engineer. For you to become an engineer, you have to deal with critical problem. One of your daily activity is designing and planning. Either it's about building or about industry. When I'm saying solving X, I mean if you are, for example, planning to bring about a nuclear plant or bring about an industry, take children to the industries of Nampower and others and see that those industries are built by people who solve X. Those industries are built by architecture. You have to understand the measurement, the design, and all these things. Then children will be interested. But if you are just saying, Y is equal to 0 or X is equal to 1, solve that, what is P? And you are teaching your children all these things. And you also find out that some also educators, they are also confined within that line. You schooled at the village, you studied at the village, you come to university with a little exposure. Then you go back to the village to teach, and you do not know. You are just teaching mathematics. But you are not exposing children to say, in the branch of mathematics, there are these things that you can be able to do. When you study mathematics, this is where you can be able to do. When you study physics, this is where you can be able to go. When you study chemistry, let me take you to the industry. Let me take you to the labs, how people are doing things. Let me take you to NIP and also to see some of the careers that you can be able also to pursue when you become the best in that area. That's why even parents themselves, they realize to say, no, my children is going to study that, because we are not seeing that. But what we are indicating today is that there is quite a huge difference. That's why and I've done my research. You can get me wrong. I realize that when you look at, for example, at the south particularly those children who studied in either East or Anyamund, that time of the side of Kietman, those who perform very well, you realize that they have more opportunities and exposure too. Some they can go directly to South Africa, some they can go abroad, but some of these things are exposure because they got access to the industry. Some they also understand that these careers beyond what we learn in classroom, you can also go and work in the sea. You can also become a captain of a ship one day. You can also become a deck officer. But what is happening is that some of these things do not only come from classroom. They come because children get exposure. When it comes to being in Windhoek for not too long, I've realized that even when it comes to this career fair, you see a lot of young people traveling from different regions in buses. Yes, in the north there are also career fairs, but not everyone attend a career fair. I must indicate to you, I have to confirm that, especially if you are at the village, not everybody get that opportunity to attend a career fair. Because if you are in the village, they only negotiate about a few people, take a bus. But here, even children who are in grade 6, grade 7, they get exposed. By the time the person in grade 9, he or she already understand the field that he has to operate from. And we are saying in 2026 that lack of exposure should stop. Because lack of exposure should stop because it will narrow that gap, especially when it comes to inequality in terms of access to education. We must be able to be very clear when we say access to education. When we are speaking about access to education, we may all have access to education. That's why I'm always pressing my people from Kabango East and West, especially those who perform very well, to say they may have access to education equal as you who is in the city, equal as you who is in town, the coast or the southern part of Namibia. But it will also be quite difficult to them, especially those who did not have external exposure beyond the classroom when they come to vocational training, when they come to university, even interacting with people, even communication, even the fear of asking questions. Because there is always that legend in the classroom who does not speak, not really because a person does not understand, just because of fear of being laughed at, because that is not culture which is exposed, because the person did not travel. And when you come to university, you have to restart. Some of these children, they fail the first 2 years, not really because they are not able to comprehend, because they are filling that gap that was not filled. You come to university. There is one of my friend who just put something on social media, actually, regarding when you come to university, there is something that is called a portal. And when you speak about a portal, it's a system that you use, and it's a form of communication that you use with between lecturers and students, particularly in terms of assignment and marks being presented. Some is called portal, some is called education system, some is called system within that institution. So, you know, they used to test that, especially us who schooled at the village, to say, no, when you come to UNAM, after you are done registering, you have to take a taxi, you go to town so that you can also check your things on portal. Then you find the children there at the taxi ring, saying, no, take me, I have $26, take me to portal in town. And it's just a test to say you have a lot of things to learn. You have a lot of things to learn. The system, and you will also be shocked to say there is a computer, there are computer lessons now at the various schools, but you also be shocked when you come to the computer lab in the, go to computer lab in NAST, go to IUM, go to UNAM, go to Triumphant, go anywhere. Then you realize to say, we may be boasting about understanding of computer literacy or putting computer literacy at school, But how many schools have functioning computers? How many students know even where the power button is? You will be shocked. But that thing can only happen when people have exposure, when people learn beyond what is happening in classroom, because that is the only way that we are going to fill this gap. Because up until now, if you listen to the debate which is currently happening, especially the debate that is regarding the ambiguity in terms of funding programs, you'll be able also to realize that it's more than the debate of education. It's a debate of the asking of questions of education and equality in terms of access to education. If you look at the global risk report of 2026, some of these things are mentioned, especially in terms of insufficient public service. Education is also put there to say we may all have access to education, but do we have equality in terms of access to education? Do we have equal infrastructures? So that is the conversation. And today we are speaking to parents, we are speaking to educators and education leaders, either as inspectors, directors, principals, and most importantly, board members, school board members. We must be able to make sure that, especially at the rural level, that a school board member has a mandate that he has to run into. Come and learn from school board members in cities and towns. Come and learn the strategies and tactics of improving schools. Some of these schools which are more advanced, which have school buses, which have quality control in terms of their finance, some of these developments are brought about by the effectiveness of school board members. But if you are at the village and somebody who has influence and somebody who talks, even if he does not have or she does not have really good content, you know, we are going to elect her or him to be at the village, or somebody who sing very well in at the congregation who will be a school board member. Yes, it could be, as long as the person has ideas, but people must be exposed to the reality on the ground. Because just put it into this context. Imagine Elena performed very well, 42 points, grade 10, 50 maybe points, grade AS level, and this person get to university without any exposure, then struggle through university, then this person pass, but without the foundation of interacting with people, without the foundation of knowing things, this person did not get an opportunity to get either his additional education, or did not get an opportunity either to get an internship. This person is still confined within a certain limit. And that is why you also find it very difficult. You're asking yourself to say, yes, a person is educated. Yes, a person does not have a work. But what is that a person is doing? This person is still confined, because even the circle that this person is into, the interaction that this person is into, the understanding that this person is into. Have you ever met somebody who said, I went into institution of higher learning, and you start questioning if that is true or not? Sometimes you don't need to blame a person did very well, but there was no exposure. And it leaving us at the backside of development. But if we do that from primary level, to say students must, learners must travel, even nearby towns, because that time when you go to town, that time when you go to Oshakati, that was the greatest achievement. And you also be shocked that until now, the biggest town a person went to in that village, maybe 70 kilometers from where he is staying, some people still there who do not have exposure, and is limiting them. And you can also find very intelligent people, advanced intelligence, but because of that foundation that was not built very well, this person will continue to suffer. That is why the conversation for today, especially when we are speaking to educators, is to say, let us not leave children behind. Let us not leave children behind. They must be exposed. They must be laughed at while they are young. They must do a lot of mistakes while they are young. They must get lost while they are young. And after that, they learn. Because if you find somebody, they used to call people from the end, and it's not a good word, a gweri. So now somebody with maybe a little understanding of advanced world. Somebody with a little understanding of advanced world. And if we keep our children at that space again, they will not find an equality in terms of society. We may have the same age, we may be educated at the same school, I mean at the same university, but different background. Just because you are more exposed, it's easy for you to get opportunity. You can communicate with anyone. Because I remember there was a time we came to the science fair in Windhoek. I think that was the first time. You know, coming from Windhoek, you do not even know where you are. You just think everything is the same. Then that time, I think it was at Eros. I think we came to Eros Primary there. Within that soccer stadium, there were some field work being done there. And I remember seeing a student. I thought she was a teacher. You know, you just look at the uniform of this child. You look at the way she walks. You look at the resources that this person has. You look at the way the person is communicating. Then I later found out, because you have to interact with your English from the village that you do not even know, doesn't do where to place them. But that is the background where we came from. Now, I end up realizing to say, Neman, after I get to interact with this young lady, I realized that she was actually 2 years below me. I was actually a senior. But the state that I was in and the exposure I had of life, I realized to say, in terms of thinking, in terms of understanding context and other things, understanding life and things, I realized that I was very far. Then I ask myself a question. If they are praising me at the village to say I'm their king, and I'm here at the national level looking like this, what about somebody who is far behind me at the village compared to this person? I almost even end up saying, good afternoon, ma'am. But the person is even younger than me. But because of the exposure, the confidence actually, because this person has seen life, and it's something that we cannot take away from people who grew up in the city, because they have access to things. Something that we cannot take away. But if we can find a balance between those who studied at the village, those who did not have access to a lot of resources, to be a bit integrated to the whole system. Because the way the system is operating is that when you speak about 21st century and industrialization, the world is moving very fast. And it's only few people that are catching up. But we can do better if we also try to make sure that the majority of the people catch up with the moving world. Majority of the people understand how things are happening. We may speak about oil and gas. We may speak about industries. We may speak about desalination plant and all these things. But to some of, the learners at the village or at the rural area, it's just dreams or just things that you see in videos. But to people, to students at the coast, to students in cities and towns, to students who have a strong, formidable, understandable, and effective school board members who understand what their children want, they get to travel, they get to see. Maybe it's now the high time that in 2026 that should be expanded. So you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. What is that one thing that keep rural and village learners far behind? And what is that also limit them to get access to resources, and also to get exposure? And what is the impact of that to their long-term career, to their long-term development, and also to their long-term, to their way of life, actually, post advanced level. And looking at that, if we come to the solution, then I think it's very, very important, especially to educators and also those who are running institution of learning, to prioritize practical learning and also exposure. So let us look at the short commercial break, then we can continue with the conversation for today.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and Eagle
staff. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyzes issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, it's 6 minutes past the hour of seven. Today we are speaking about students' exposure, the necessity of exposure, especially to the learners. And also, if you are a physics teacher, you are at the rural area, you are in town, but there is no lab at your school, physics lab, what is that you are doing to make sure that, learners that you are teaching, you are not only teaching them for the sake of you finishing the syllabus that you are given, but you are teaching them to learn, and you are also teaching them to become a future physicist, future doctors, future scientists, chemical engineers, and people that are going to work in the industry of oil and gas and other industries that are emerging. What is that thing that you are going to do? And if you are at the board, if you are a school board member, and you are a school board member of a certain school, and your child is learning accounting and finance, your child is learning, entrepreneurship, your child is learning economics, but that child, apart from seeing the bank, never get official visit to the bank and see the functionality of how the bank is working. Because it's one thing to go to the bank and get money, but it's also the other thing to go to the bank with official school visit and also understand the operation. It's one thing to see an industry from the outside, but it's also the other thing to see the industry from the inside. Those are the things that we need to look into. Good morning.
Yes, Shamba.
Yes, how are you?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are things going?
No, right.
So what is your view today?
You know, on the issue of maybe exposures in the children in the school or something, you can already see that their intelligence.
Yeah, they are intelligent.
Yeah, they're intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes you can see even a school in the rural area sometimes perform better.
Yeah, indeed.
those in a, it's a demonstration already to say, look, give that platform or they can develop, they can acquire skill very fast also because they are trained up. They have shown it. So now, the problem that we have is it's how we teach children. To say the methodology now that we are using. Because it's not, our education is not comparative. Because what they know and what the modern is giving is not different. You understand?
Yeah.
No. But the education was supposed to give a comparative to say, look, what is there? The opposite of this is this one. You see, for instance, and also to say, sometimes you have to teach like theory. You're supposed to bring in a guest lecture. You're supposed to have a simulation. You're supposed to have school tours. Places. Then you're supposed now to have this group assignment, individual work. Education looked at. Supposed to have videos.
Yeah.
That's how you need to start your
things. To
give a question, but the basic one is to say, look, if kids in a rural area or Hari Pira, Hari Mbobo, so, and there are now, Imondoropa and Hagen Borobo.
No pizza.
I forgot.
Yeah.
It's the same. They are all witty things. Angu and the thingy, you see? That's why we even have a problem where parents at the village do not assist the children with it.
Because they do not know the examples of things that are given.
Yeah.
You are right there.
Yeah. You have been, the challenging things of the agriculture, for instance. Like what now? Animal husbandry. But the chicken and the pig is the what they were being taught. Had the same animal in the house.
Indeed.
You see? The disease and what. And these are the children who even look after this animal.
But they are feeling.
What you are teaching, instead now of saying, compare the modern technology, the modern way of doing things, and go to a specific house or then you start to teach. There's nothing. You see? That's why you say, in terms of transport and something, we might use Mutemba Undong. There must be footing. Then you ask me why people in the urban area have what? Because of this ABCD. Here, we are looking at this because of this now. Now, how can we close now the gap between this and this? So that the village will look like that.
This
is what we need to do. The education is supposed to be having a critical thinking. Now, when it comes to mathematics, they will tell you find the X. But because we don't do comparative study and contrast to say, when we say X, what do we really mean in reality? You know? Because you have to take the mathematics into social science. The reality so that the person understands. Look, those who, their life is all about two things, two dominant things. Dark and right, rest and right. And that is good and bad. From now, philosophical point of view, they tell you this is the Yin Yang. Moshuambo, ekubu neramo. You understand? Marane, that would be, if when you are in a mathematics, it's X and Y. Ngere uri mongereka. Umpagani. Umkristo na umpagani.
Una jonkwe.
Yeah. Ngere uri mo politika. It's a ruling in the opposition.
Yeah.
You understand? This is the same X and Y.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
Ngengo uri mo humanity, ono menzano kinto. You understand? That is that. And when they say find equilibrium,
yeah,
then take union younger. That's equilibrium.
The balance.
That is equilibrium.
Yeah, I think I also got it this way to say. Sometimes it's not about X, it's about critical thinking and also finding solution to problems of life.
Because there are always people that are different but are complementary to each other. That's how life is.
Just hold on for 1 second. So done.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
At ShopRite, our low price promise is to always help you save when you need it most. Make every dollar count this January and save big on deals like 500 grams Polana elbow, macaroni or spaghetti pasta, only 13 Namibian dollars 99 each. And 1 kg nice rice, medium grain for just 26 Namibian dollars 99. Don't miss out. Visit your nearest ShopRite and save more this January. Offers valid until 25 January 2026. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust. Always.
Yeah, let's move forward. Yeah.
So, that's why it's asking, what is logarithm in the zone?
Come again?
Logarithm.
Logarithm?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot even, I don't know. How to relate? I don't know. I was
saying. That is where cooperative now and study will come in. From the foreign to the
north. Okay.
You know mathematics. What is factorization? Of course, maybe it came from the word factor.
Yeah.
You see? But what is this in the network?
I don't know. Is it simplifying or what?
It's associated. That's why we are teaching kids and we are going nowhere.
No, I hear you.
It's simply because there's no connection. Look, when the morning was a dictionary of Swamba,
yeah,
there was a dictionary of English,
yeah,
African, and
But were you a teacher before?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
I see, but you can be a good lecturer, maybe. Okay.
For me,
yeah.
I'm exposed to it.
Yeah.
How education should be look like it, because I was also in a class.
I hear you.
Particularly at my master level.
Yeah.
That's why when I give you the elements of a guest lecture, did you know that a guest lecture, it's a person who's knowledgeable on the stage, on the field. Now, we have people who are knowledgeable who are already on the field. Knowing the practical reality of the whole thing.
I think it's a relevant point that you are making, especially at the primary and at the high school level. When you speak about the guest lecturer, to say, if you are in a class of physics or in a class of agriculture, bring an agronomist, agricultural economist there. Yeah, because a teacher of agriculture, sometimes he was never in the even in the field of agriculture.
He was not even a farmer.
A mathematician. He was never an architect or a designer or an engineer. But what you are making is making is what you are speaking is making sense now, and it's new actually. Yeah.
We have this people in the field currently.
Yeah.
We have these people who are already retired. Instead of just bringing the person to give a test lecture, that's why us now, you find that the person was giving the lecture, but was never in a practical.
No, majority of them, they are a student, they excel, and until the PhD, then they start the teaching.
Yeah, now, I'm not blaming them.
Yeah.
But we are saying, to complete and to complete the puzzle proper. Bring the person who is on the ground, who knows the reality of it. Bring in the doctor.
I hear you.
To kids when you teach biology, because biology has a different field of it.
Topics and
doctors who specialize in that. Even 2 weeks, like twice in a year, in a day. Even when kids are about to go to exam,
bring different people. Yeah,
he is going to speak from practical, not from this nonsense theory that we do.
Okay. I think that point. Why are they doing it at the university only? Why can't they do that at?
Even at the university, it's not like that.
No, but they have public lecture and guest lecture, but not entirely. But they are doing it in Namibia.
They are
doing it, but not in the form that you are speaking, like come and speak to the student in a lecture hall. But you know, when you have a public lecture, let me say a lot, you speak about the topic of international law, for example, you bring a lawyer. This public lecture that we see, if you look at NAS, UNAM, IUM, all these universities, and all the colleges, they have that. But I never thought about that, even at high school. I never thought, even when I came today, especially the guest lecture thing.
Look, that's why I say my brothers from Kabango, those ordinary ones, but you cannot bring them in to give a guest lecture.
Come again?
Why can't you not bring them up in this lecture to those people who are doing stuff? Wood carving or other things in the school.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because for you think they need to have a no qualification paper for them to be, but with a guest lecture, he doesn't know his application in the field. You see, because the person is not talking about, because he's head to, because we tell him, why is your hunger? One job. No kanimona. He needs to tell those kids how he visualizes it. Because some guys, they have seen that thing in the world. But they have that image in themselves until they go to the extent of youth, no?
Now.
But he must now explain to the kids how they get it, how to do it. But the person who is teaching us, he cannot even do it. He only knows theory.
It's true. No, so the day you are making a very strong point. Now, how should I also have a problem with management of not all the schools. I'm just realized that when you start growing up, you realize that the school board is one of the very important elements that can also transform school, because I have seen a lot of I don't want to say principal running, but they are called to order. And decision are made in the school board, and things are moving well. But when you look, for example, in some, not all the village school, but sometimes you realize to say the board become dictated by the principal, which was supposed not to be the case.
You know, the problem starts when you try to politicize it, because wherever in terms of representation in this country,
oh,
we all want to take people who are aligned with the principal.
But it's happening even at the school board level.
Let me tell you, because even in this community structure, they want, that's why you can go to the extent of trying to intervene in the tradition head and everything in the chief thing.
Oh.
Very precisely like that. That's what they, and the danger is to say, when you see a representation without capacity, you can try to be a school board. You are zero.
Yeah, destroying the school.
You are going to destroy it because even the three part is going to manipulate you everything.
It just come.
Find the computer school board.
Yeah.
Now you are going to realize that now this is school. Because now you have to take the teachers and everybody to that.
Yeah. You have to ask difficult questions.
Yeah, because the whole layout and maybe the design of methodology to teach education to kids, it needs to be a proper alignment to kids. It must start with that concern and conduct. That's why our education, it was never like that. That's why people, when they even talk of war, they talk of war and conflict. They will never even talk about in history, they will never even talk about the conflict, for instance, that was here among the people and within the people also. Yeah? Now, I always say to say, for instance, when you talk of, you have to teach, for instance, kids, the conflict and how to resolve it. Because you have to teach to say, look, there is a theory also, or in Ndonga, we say, or Mareri Hagani. It's a conflict. And it points you to say, look, where is the standard? Who must resolve it? Kakanda Mutua, no, Omarenga has to go, and look, Kataromonga Koshi, Kekano. And it was not during rainy season. But when they were coming in, the rain has to Now, in the distance to the ferry is far, and they were nearby almost home. How are we going to explain this now to the king that this is what happened? Because he's not going to believe us. Let's go to the palace and explain. When they go to explain everything, then they can say, okay, untie them.
So it's conflict resolution.
Because you say it's a conflict that they must be extended.
I think we are also getting now the other angle to say, apart from now teaching history, what a lesson, because sometimes you realize to say, especially until high school level, is stories, is events which have happened. But what you bring about at the highest level now to say, what are we learning from this world history? What are we learning from this? Yes, it can be patriotism, but there are elements of conflict resolution actually that you are mentioning. What are some of the elements? Can we also I think we need a lot of transformation actually.
The reason why we still have a problem with the land issue in the first place in this country. Because when we teach kids in school to say the early resistance, the Herero war, uprising, the Herero, the genocide, when we are teaching this, we are not teaching kids the correct thing, the right.
And the lessons.
Just ask why Nehara was fighting there. Why? He was fighting. Why Herero were fighting?
Yeah.
Because that fight is the same today.
It's still here today. Yeah.
Because that question of language.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be honest. Because they are in one of the books.
Why are you making them heroes if the battle is not yet won?
That's the problem. Now, why the European Union appraises to develop
No. But they teach. I remember. No, they also teach to say they came with they are good at bedsides.
Because if we have to tell the reality to say, look, the reason why the king was fighting or why they were fighting, because the European wants to take the land and exploit and kill people, and or for them to exploit the land, they have to kill the people, they have to enslave the people. That's the reality. Now, this is how they take the land, and our people, our ancestors could not fight because they don't have capacity to fight.
Yeah.
Because at the time, those people have maybe better weapons, and you also have to say, look, they have to disintegrate our people. They cannot communicate.
Just hold on. Then we can come and conclude. Just hold on.
Iko kuku kano, kika warkasin ka nungtiyan, ano kasin, kawaka inhagay kamaka Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform. Iko kuku kano, nangyong sa orwagrunyo kaka inhaong, jisatigeto ma iokoka inchosin. Kanin amaku, okong amakawan hanuka kakataha. Asifure, van hanukawa, kumibiyan hanukakaka. Kekong ang kakatin amaku kan e kakawar kaha. Sisa tanggakan amaku onu amakawan hanuk a wasisa kogya katosis ngha. Communal Land Reform Act, Act 5 of 2003 kukokaka achisendo ha. Kise te kogya ka kokamaka wakan hanuk agatosis ngha. Ato waka karakawa tawka mariga o ato kumunaka turunkwe. Amaku okong amakawa hanuk a Kautut ang daga tosa aga kemes kapni. Si ay ang ha waga anuk a wamarka amga tem ang aga na kuy kasiya sinsem kutwa kamaha. Kuy daga anuk a kautut otang daga kuy kawan ha ng aga ga oko ka kuy kasiya tigya ka atoha. At ang kla ka atisin ka tisor sendo atiko geha ka oka ng amapong amakukawa ka aga ga o kla ka ka traditional authority Communal Land Board, po ministry kandor sa sekot o makakwa ati gyaha. Mukosison kaya, kawa kuy kawa nuka chesins, aka damisa eti doko kweha. Ministry kawa kiko kusimta kakwara kawa ka chesin, se doko nuka makakwa kweha. Anuka ako kum, teka kereka doko kuy koko kukuge. Na we juwar kasin, se doko sison kaya. Kawa ka radio mum, ka doko nuka makawi, Kajaga government ewa Namibia ama Kwaka Republic kawa Germany ka Kamaka Germany Development Bank ha Jaka Nyakaisin akan ama kwika ministry Kanduarsin seko to ama Kwaka Public Relations Kanduarsin Kanu kamaka Ministry of Agriculture Fisheries Water and Land Reform Jaka telefono makawa Nel Ses Ian Twin Nel A Sive Ses Nel C
Okay, just 2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I said it has to be taught until the thing comes to land it professionally and to the independence of it.
Yeah.
Until the land comes to us now, the independence.
Yeah.
That's why many people are asking. Now, why did you prefer the land in which they exploit to protect the people? That people always ask it. You stole it, now you're referring.
They're always saying it's not me, it's my grandfather, and they say, well, actually, why? What would they say? They say saying to say if somebody was born in, because you have Namibian citizenship and all these things, but the law is also killing us there that we need to change actually.
That is the law.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. And one thing that of conflict
just one minute, ne?
Yeah. The golden rule in each conflict.
Yeah.
Whether they can tell you all the reason why conflict happened.
Mm-hmm.
People are only fighting for contact protection.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much, Raza. And that is a conversation speaking about exposure. There's something which came about, especially guest lecture. I did not even think about that, but I think that should also be done at the school level, especially if you do not have enough money. There are retired engineers there. There are retired politicians. Some students, some learners want to become politicians. There are retired lawyers. They are retired, agriculturalists. And also what was stated of compare and contrast, to say sometimes exposure is you learn from school and compare what you have, because no wonder we have been learning agriculture, but we have still been suffering of climate change. We have never even improved our yield, because if you are learning agriculture, we should not only learn agriculture in terms of crop rotation, and also, rotational grazing at a commercial level. But you must also, like what the caller have stated, to say, in that regard, you must also compare with what you have, to say, how does this apply at where I am, so that the children will be interested, to say, if I learn agriculture, I can even be successful at the village, if I'm given the right tools, if I'm given the right knowledge, if I can go to Ohambo and transform Ohambo with the lesson I've learned from agriculture, I would become the wealthiest person. But there's also the other thing which I've learned today, especially with guest lectures, is quite a very good thing, because teachers, they learn how to teach at university, and they are teaching you. They were taught to teach. But have you ever asked yourself, why are you being taught? You are being taught not for all of you to become teachers. You are being taught so that you can become somebody who work, somebody who does something in the community, somebody who participate in the maybe an economy. But if you ask yourself that question, who is best to teach you? After you are being taught, you come to the point that you need somebody who is at industry. If you are a lawyer, if you are studying law, you need a lawyer to tell you more than what your teacher is telling you, to say, okay, this is the industry. These are how things are working. These are the complication of things. This is the beauty part of it. This is the danger of it. This is what you need to study. This is what you need to pursue. These are some of the interests that you need to find about. These are the new development. These are worst case scenario. If you are studying history, these are the branches of history. These are the way you have to find what is the necessity of history. Because I have realized that history is actually a very important thing, because there is quite a very good relationship between history and human relations, economics, and development, because it's not only about the past. It's also studying the decisions of people and what the decision one person can make. And what has been stated, actually, to say conflict resolutions, to say we don't only learn conflict, we learn conflict to avoid conflict, and also to navigate through those conflicts and the decision of people. The political conflict that we have did not start yesterday. It has been there because humans have been into existence, but we learn to find better ways on to deal with them. And that's one thing I learned. I think the first time I visited, I don't know, it's 2020 or 2021, when I went to the southern part of Namibia, and I was very shocked actually to see wild horses in the desert. And I asked myself, who owned these horses? Then somebody told me to say, no, look, David, those are not the horses that you can farm with. These are horses that happened after an event of 1908, and they are protected like that. Then something moved me to say, a decision of Van Trotha to exterminate the Germans and Herero
Until now, you can see that. But if you bring children to say, you know, the things that I was teaching you about, this is the desert. This is the road that Samuel Maharero took to Botswana after the fight. This is Vahras. This is the Bethany. When you look at show the children, they'll be interested. This is Bethany. This is where Captain Hendrik Witbooi was. And what is the standing evidence? The standing evidence are those horses. Some of these horses were used by soldiers. Now, these are the offspring of those horses. They are not owned. Now they are protected. They are there. And there are a lot of them. Because the perspective of that child after seeing that evidence will not be the same. Will not be the same. After seeing those evidence will not be the same. And will be interested in learning more. And also asking himself to say, what can I do to find solutions to this problem? What can I study from here? Because I was also shocked to see. So these horses are still existing. They are still there until now. Hundreds and thousands of them. Because it was chaotic. Because if you kill more than 60 to 80,000 people, soldiers, women and children, you disrupt the whole economic system. You disrupt the logistic. You disrupt the transportation. You disrupt the farming. Even if you took some of the, you know, some of the animals, the evidence are still there. But the conversation should be, children must be exposed. And the question of compare and contrast, and also relations. Because a good teacher must be able to understand what is necessary and what is not necessary. And must teach what he or she understand. You can't teach physics if you cannot relate it to Namibia. You can't teach chemistry if you cannot relate it to Namibia. And you cannot teach agriculture where you cannot show children where to go. That is why people end up after school, they do not even know where they want, what they do, what they are doing, and who they can relate to. Because a teacher who become my mentor and at teaching, then a person become a teacher. Then what happened? We have 15,000 teachers in Namibia currently. Because those are the people that we knew. Those are the only people that were our role model. But people could have done better, or maybe in the future people will do better with exposure. Because if you ask yourself a question, why are you teaching? You are teaching to children so that they can become professionals. And when they become professional, one of those professionals are teachers, which I cannot dispute. But they must learn and do other things too. But how should a person get interested if the only person who I see at the village is my teacher, my school principal, and maybe a nurse at a clinic? It's the only person I see. But I do not know this thing called the logistics. I do not know this thing called a geochemist. I do not know. And this thing called an artisan, a craftsman, because there is no exposure. No, children in the village are doing very well. Kavango is surprised me and made me very happy to say you can lead in other things. You can lead in other things, but here we are entering the line. And it's like Lazarus have stated, as to say, they are very intelligent. They are very intelligent. But what they need is exposure. Because we need more superstars. We need more people to develop our country. And also to protect us from external threats. You know, a lot of things are happening outside. We need people with sophisticated understanding, but also maybe not only to look at the teachers and school board members, and also there are also people who don't give back to the community. And it's actually wrong. It's wrong, it's unpatriotic, and should be stopped. It's not a good thing. If you are a retired CEO, you have much to offer. You have much to offer. In terms of leadership, you can advise people. You can advise your headman. Voluntarily, you can advise your counselors voluntarily. You can go to schools and teach voluntarily, not as a teacher, but give an example how industries are. Because if you are a retired CEO, you are leading various careers. Because if you are a CEO of an institution, you have HR, you have engineering, you have legal affairs, you actually understand the complexity of issues. But if you just retired and buy your Red Cruiser and go to your farm, you are not doing justice actually to Namibia, especially where we are now. We must be able to make sure that we uplift each other without needing recognition and also without, getting payment. Because if you are a retired engineer, you are a retired magistrate, the school still need you. The community still need you. And it's not only about you, because it could be the same community which have uplifted you, but you are doing less than is expected. You are retired, but you are not finished.
At ShopRite, we're helping you make your money go further with our wide range of back-to-school savings. Save big on essentials like 72-page A4 College Feint and Margin exercise book for just $4.99, 80 GSM 250 sheets Typek A4 photostat paper for only $54.99, and 2x40g Stadler glue stick value pack for a low $39.99. Valid until 8 February 2026. Shop more back-to-school savings only at ShopRite.
When life gifts you an unexpected expense.
How must I afford a new phone now?
Take control with Express Credit. Get reliable relief when you need it most. Borrow 3,000 to 32,000 Namibian dollars. Repayable over 2 to 5 months. Apply for a quick cash loan. Easy application. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na. Or call 90,000.
Yeah, we are moving forward with early morning scoop. It's 46 minutes past the hour of 7. And we are looking at the Villager newspaper for today. If you look on top of the Villager newspaper, you can be able to get the content of... You'll be able to get the content of congestion in transmission lines, limit power trading in SAPP. It's stated that of 5 regional power pools that have been established across the continent, the Southern African power pool stand out the most advanced and successful. However, this power pool continues. Success and growth in electricity trade is limited by congestion or congested transmission lines within SADC, according to State of Africa Energy Outlook report produced by African Energy Chamber. And with the researcher in energy and economic affairs, that is Nginomenwa Hangara, you'll be able to read that article from page 1. You go to page 2 and I'll be able to get that content. Yeah, looking at page 3. You want to study at University of Namibia. Application for 2026 are extended. You want to go to UNAM. Application for 2026 are extended from the 12th to the 28th of January 2026. And application are strictly online. Namibian student, 150 for applications. And international students, $300 for all application types. And there is banking detail put out here for FNB Namibia, but and also reference of student number. But what you need to do is make sure that you read the Villager newspaper so that you can get the whole content. You can also access the online guide application. And you get the chance to go to University of Namibia. And, looking at this content, especially those who made it at the AS level, those who made it, and also continuing student who want to apply at University of Namibia, a Villager newspaper is here for you.
and go to page 3, then you'll be able to get this application. You can also scan. It's also QR code there. If you want to make things very fast, be able to scan at the village and newspaper, then you can be able also to have access to that online application, which is extended, and it's a very good thing, until the 28th of January 2026. And remember, education is free. It's free education. The president has spoken, and we don't want that thing, that communication to go in thin air. Education is free. You meet the requirement, you go to university, you go and study. Although the technical officials are busy finalizing things, the president has communicated that nobody is going to pay. The government say, I got you. Have you ever been with a friend at the place where you want to pay something? They say, no, I got this. That is what our government have said. To say, no, my people, I have heard you, and I got this. And they got this, and that is what's happening. In the form, the structure, at the policy level, that is yet to come, as it being demanded. Let's see what will happen. And let us not divert from the vision of the president. And I'm very happy, actually, when the president has said education is free. How free it is must be determined. That is what's happening. That's why when we are saying, look at page 3 of the village newspaper, and look at the extension to application also to University of Namibia. We were able to get that. Now, looking at page 4, there is an article by David Shombe that is looking at the Namibians likely to face continued lack of opportunity in 2026, as according to World Economic Forum. Get the content and context of that article, and you can also look at the impression, the views of economists, and also some of the economic movers, those who are partaking in the Namibian economy, that is business people, and also to see what needs to be done when World Economic Forum is saying we are continue to experience lack of opportunity in 2026. What does it mean? And what can we do to make sure that we move in line with what we have planned? Yeah, looking at page 5, there's an article by HD. It's an article by HD, which is looking at Vodafone executives make AI heavy prediction for 2026. That is artificial intelligence. What does it mean? And what are some of AI prediction in 2026? And how will be the work of AI? And also internet. Look at the view of the executives. And also when you speak about executives, we speak about the head and the lead within those organizations. There is a CEO, a CFO, that is Chief External Corporate Officer, that is Chief Human Resource Officer. What are they predicting about AI in 2026? And also from the business point of view, what are they saying about connectivity and what needs to be done? Yeah, when you look at page 6 of the Villager newspaper, you can also see Wewichia School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation application to Mururani campus. Application to Mururani campus, especially in programs of horticulture and the crop husbandry level 3, farm machinery and infrastructure level 2, certificate in livestock and husbandry level 2, or level 2, and application is just $200 Namibian. Until the 31st of January. For the whole information, look at page 6 of the Villager newspaper. And we are saying, if you have a farm, make sure that you don't just have a farm, but having a better and advanced farm can also increase your yield. Take them to school. If you have a child who is interested in agriculture, support the child. Give the child a plot of land.
support the startup of a child, then you will be shocked about how the result is going to turn out, because sometimes really what is putting people down, especially with practical fields, is lack of support. If you have if you're an uncle and you are retired, you have somebody who studied agriculture, do investment, do a trial. Do not give up on your nephew, on your niece, on your child. You are on retirement and somebody studied agriculture, crop production. A person just need a field so that the person can move forward, and maybe few equipment. If he has to pay you, to pay you. If you have to invest for the community, a person you have to invest, but that is a good investment. Unlike invest in people that we do not know. We just impress people. But instead of buying somebody Hennessy, make sure that we invest in somebody school, and also invest in somebody's hustle. So then you look at, you can be able to look at the reviews. You can also be able to look at reviews. There is a review on Total Energy and Partner. Submit ESIA and ESMP for Venus Field. Stated that Total Energy, EP Namibia, B.V, a joint venture partners, have announced that they have submitted the final environmental and social impact assessment report, and also a social management plan for proposed development of an offshore Venus Field, PEL0056, Block 2913B, off the coast of southern Namibia. That is exploration and also digging of oil. To say there are moves, Total Energies, they have submitted their required document to the ministry. They submitted their required document, and the project was submitted to the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, and also the Ministry of Industries. And that was on the 12th January 2026 for decision making. And those who are looking at oil and gas must be able to read at the brief of the Villager newspaper. Then you can be able to get that context. You can also have the brief of balance, infrastructure building, and environmental protection. That is the word of Meme Daniel, Meme Indireni Daniel, especially when you look at the Minister of Environment, to say you must balance infrastructure building and also environmental protection. You cannot just talk about development and advancement, but smart development is the one which does not destroy the total nature, but also protect the environment. And there is also a review on verify your micro lender before you borrow. That is page 7. And when you look at page 8 of the Villager newspaper, you can also be able to see that we have a page on International University of Management, IUM. Why I choose IUM, the journey of purpose, service and professional growth by Miss Frederica Amtseshiweather. Say, why did I choose IUM? Read that article. Read the article. Why did she choose to study at International University of Management, and also what is that she's doing, and especially from the field of disaster risk management, and looking at the skill that she got. It's quite interesting to look at alumni of International University of Management, and also to see a private university which have shocked the world in terms of expansion, and also contribute to Namibian development. So starting from a garage, teaching 1 to 2 persons until becoming a formidable university. Go and read at those who have graduated from International University of Management, what lesson they have learned, where are they working, and what are they contributing to the society. And it's an article.
It's an opinionated article, the issue of FIFA and the wars. It's an article by Dwight Links. And here you see Trump, Donald Trump, and the president of FIFA. But for your context, look at what does it mean when you speak about the war and FIFA, and also what is the impact of war on football in the world. Taxation needs representation, especially at an SME. It's an article by Mr. John Stadler, former CEO at DBN. Article on taxation need representation, especially for SME. Get content and also context. And page 11, you'll see the woman block still have said, if you want real good chicken, if you want chicken, if you want ice cream, if you want knickknacks for your children when they are going to school, and the cheese boy, the shoe polisher, back to school, especially if you want a shiny shoe, like a mirror. Especially, those of you who were with me at high school, you know, I was very good at polishing my shoes. And, Kiwi is one of the best, quality shoe polish. Make sure that, you visit, Woman Block Supermarket, and, make sure that, you get that, product and the many other products, especially while you are at the beginning of the year. See, children should not just go to school with a shoe like they are coming from the construction site. They must present themselves as smart, and they must be presentable. But you can only get that product when you read that page 11 of, the Villager newspaper and many more. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop, and we are at the end of our conversation. And enjoy your Friday, take care of yourself, and also let us help children to get schools from the bundles of joy to the first year university and college and vocational training students. Let's help them to get school. Let's advise them. Let us also not blame those who did not make it, because nobody go to school with the aim of failing. Even the failure, the last person in class, nobody go to school with the aim of failing. Everybody want to make it. It could be circumstances. It could be that the person was not really serious, or it could be that there are other factors, but don't judge. Let us not judge people, but let us advise them, and also let us teach them and guide them, because if you destroy them, you are not only destroying your child, you are not only destroying the community's child, but you are also destroying our future. Because that person would be a doctor one day who is going to cure my disease in the future. That person is going to be a psychologist, going to help a lot of other people. But if you are destroying her because the person has failed, then you are also not doing justice to Namibia. But let's look at that. And from me, David Shombe, bye-bye. See you around. Shap, shap.